Good afternoon, everyone. I will talk about the increasing incidence of thyroid cancer in Florida adults diagnosed between 1981 to 2009. No relationship to disclose. The thyroid cancer is a cancerous tumor or growth located within the thyroid gland. It's the most common endocrine cancer and one of the first growing cancer in the worldwide, and more common in female. This study will explore the gender disparity in increasing incidence in Florida adults, and the disparity among the certain groups such as age, race, ethnicity, socioeconomic status, tumor size, cell stage, and cancer type. We link the data from Florida Cancer Data System and United States Census, including the female and male, 18 years old, and diagnosed in 1981 to 2009 with thyroid cancer without carcinoma in situ, residing in Florida, and follow up to the end of year 2014 for additional 5 years period, and presume all patients are alive if not known to be deceased. Survival time defined as the time from diagnosis to death using the National Death Index or time to the end of 2014, if alive. Kaplan-Meier method was used to compare survival between genders by log-rank test and motivated Cox proportional hazard regression model was used to analyze the association between thyroid cancer and survival. The socioeconomic status is percent of neighborhoods living below the federal poverty line, used the data in year 2000. Lowest is 20% or more, middle low is between 10 and 20%, middle high is 5 to 10%, highest is less than 5%. Poverty definition is if a family's total income is less than the family's threshold, then that family and every individual in it is considered in poverty. Here's the character distribution for all the thyroid cancer patients in over 30 years. There's about 25% are male and 75% are female. And for the age distribution, most of the are in a group of 50 to 69 age. But the female is more flat, means the female is more younger than male. In both gender, most patients are Caucasian and North Hispanic. And they have a similar distribution in socioeconomic status. Most of them are in middle high. Most patients are localized stage, and in male, they have more advanced stage. All the patients are eventually distributed by the tumor size, but the male have more larger tumor size. And most of the patients are papillary cancer. Here is the incidence rate by gender. It was adjusted by age and raised by the census data. We could find from the beginning, 1981, the incidence rate for female is about two times of male, but at the end of 2009, female incidence rate is about three times of about the male. Since the difference between the gender, so we compare the disparity by the other groups, such as the age. From the age, we could find that most increasing incidence is in age group 36 to 49, but in male is all 70 or older. And we could find that in both gender, the survival rate was improved in 50 and older more. And we could find in race group, in female, all, both groups have the increasing incidence, but in the male, we could find less increasing in African American. And African American have the less survival improvement in past 30 years. Here we could find most of the patients are Hispanic, but high incidence rate increasing in Hispanic in both gender. But there is no difference in survival improvement. Here is the distribution by socioeconomic status. We could find in both gender, the highest socioeconomic status, they have higher incidence rate, and the lower have lower. But the survival improvement is not such significant. Here's the tumor size. We could find most increasing in female is in the tumor size between 9 to 17, but the larger tumor size increasing in male. And we could find it for the survival rate, we did not find any improvement in larger tumor size. In stage group, we could find most increasing in female in stage localized, but in male, that's in the regional with direct contention, although the most inside the group is localized in both gender. And we could find for the survival rate in distant stage, they have a worse survival in both gender. Okay, most of the cancer are in papillary cancer, and they have more increasing. And the we have improving in survival in papillary, but not in other papillary. Here is the survival capillary curve. We could find the female have the best survival, even in adjusted with other factors. Here's the multivariate Cox model. It controls with the other factors such as the marital status, or the treatment, or grade, or something. And we could find the age is the negative prognostic factors in both gender. And in the Hispanic have better survival. The higher socioeconomic status have better survival. And so for the tumor size, the larger tumor size have the worst survival. Advanced stage have the worst survival, and the papillary have the better survival. Okay, from the result above, we could find some possible reason of the increasing incidence. First is the advance of the diagnostic technology. Since the higher socioeconomic status, people have could take advantage of the better advanced technology better. So we could find the highest increasing happened in highest socioeconomic status. Another possible reason could be the biological, such as since we have longer lifespan, we found in both gender we have about 400% increasing in 70 years and older. Another possible factor could be Actually, we don't know. Maybe it could be the fold or the environment or radiation something. We found a lot of increasing in females from 36 to 49. Another is the awareness. Since it's common sense that a female have more incidence in thyroid cancer, maybe they could do more screening and they find more thyroid cancer, but they are localized and small tumor size. Finally, the gender disparity is more significant by the increased incidence of the thyroid cancer. Gender disparity in thyroid cancer incidence and survival are age dependent. Incidence rate increasing more faster in female, and the 5-year survival rate was improved more in female, since more younger female patients were diagnosed. Increasing awareness in thyroid cancer is necessary, especially in male, since male patients have more advanced stage cancer. Advanced stage thyroid cancer patients have more survival in both gender. Incidence rate increasing associated with socioeconomic status significantly. Higher social SES, more diagnosed, and better survival. Lastly, I thank everyone to help me in this project. Thank you.